Well, this is Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says European powers will pay the price if they arm the insurgents fighting his government. Assad says delivering weapons to the militants would result in an export of terrorism to Europe. Syria's Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Miqdad has also criticized Western talks of arming the insurgents in his country. Miqdad said such moves are incitement to murder and unacceptable on a human and moral level. The comments come after the US announced it would supply military support to the militants fighting against Damascus. Britain and France are also in talks to send weapons to the insurgents. Mr. Mark Mason is a political commentator with me now live from San Francisco. Let's get his comments. Welcome to the Top Five, sir. So we have two pieces of news here. One, Russia saying that it is not going to allow for that no-fly zone to be imposed. And we've also got Bashar al-Assad saying Europeans will pay the price. So do you think with these kinds of words and warnings that the US is, however, going to go ahead with that no-fly zone and the weapons supplies are going to continue?
I think the warnings should be taken seriously. We do have a civil war for 2 years now inside Syria, but it has the potential, very dangerous potential, to break out into a major regional war. We need to talk about the reality of the potential of the conflict in Syria. It's extremely dangerous, and the U.S. is pushing again, as it did in Libya, to engage in a military engagement and a military intervention. And that seems to be the only toolkit in the U.S. Foreign policy toolkit, if you will. They seem to know only now how to supply arms and drop bombs. There's no sense that there even is anything that's called diplomacy.
So do you think if a no-fly zone is imposed, that immediately after that we're going to see a military intervention in forms of, for instance, air attacks, etc., or the same as what we saw in Libya?
It's Iraq all over again, weapons of mass destruction. It's Libya, and by the U.S., the Obama intervention in Libya, it violated the U.N. Security Council resolution. It violated it. The U.S. committed a war crime in Libya by violating the U.N. Resolution 1973. Here again, we have the U.S. tussling over. It's about oil and pipelines. Syria has a major reserve of oil, and who's going to control it? And we've seen that the U.S. and their idea of diplomacy is to drop bombs on people. And this is extremely dangerous, not only to the people of Syria who are suffering from a civil war, but this could break out into a major regional conflict. We have the U.S. creating the Cold War all over again. The U.S. simply just, it wants to control every hectare on the entire planet.
Mr. Mark Mason, political commentator with us there live from San Francisco. Thank you very much, sir.